Kabul hosted the Heart of Asia or Kabul Conference for regional cooperation. Security was tight in the city. Foreign ministers of all regional countries attended the conference. Envoys of foreign countries were also invited to the event. This conference was a follow-up of Istanbul conference held last November. It was decided there in Istanbul that all regional countries will cooperate in the fight against terrorism, drug trafficking, and help to restore peace in Afghanistan. But there are different opinions among the foreign ministers on the current situation of Afghanistan. Ali Akbar Salehi, the foreign minister of Iran, has blamed the foreign troops for all the current mess in Afghanistan. He believes that as long as the US forces are here, there would be no peace neither in Afghanistan nor in the region.
I do, however, express our concern over the growing insecurity, violence, mass killing of innocent people, and violation of human rights by foreign forces present in the country.
Others, like the British Foreign Minister William Hague, announced that UK will not leave Afghanistan even beyond 2014. He insisted that the crisis in this war-ravaged country needs the presence of the international community.
My country, along with NATO and ISAF allies, has played a significant role in Afghanistan in recent years, and we will be a reliable friend for the future. We have pledged an enduring commitment to Afghanistan, most recently at the Chicago summit.
Based on statistics, despite the presence of foreign forces in the country since 2001, this is the civilians who are being killed by the NATO-led troops. Experts point out that this conference is of high importance for President Karzai, as he and his team have realized that they cannot bring peace and development in the country if they do not have the support of the regional countries. But it seems that they have a very long way to go now.
This conference will lead the regional countries to cooperate with each other, as well as bring down the level of tensions among them.
However, the long-term U.S. presence in Afghanistan has put the Afghan President Hamid Karzai in a difficult position. It remains to be seen if Mr. Karzai would be able to convince the regional countries that U.S. military involvement in his homeland will not challenge the security of these countries in the region. Amin Olimi, Press TV, Kabul.